Today I'm going to be talking about the Silk Road and what I understand about the Silk Road. So these are some questions that were asked and I am just going to respond to them. Okay, so what countries were involved in the Silk Road trading network? I put China, Rome, India, and Greece because they all traded a ton of things and also they maybe had like the most food or just items that they traded in general. Okay, next was what goods were traded on the trading route. I put cotton, silk, tea, sugar, and spices. There are a ton more, but those were like some of the main things that were traded because like a lot of other countries who didn't have it maybe needed these things, and that's why they were such big traders. Okay, so some dangers and difficulties are stealers, like if they're gonna steal your food or your trading items, robbers, kind of the same thing, bandits, and even just thirst, because if you didn't have enough water, you could have died. Okay, and then instead of the Silk Road, what methods are used to get products from one location to another in today's world? You could use cart, you could do it on foot, like if you just need to deliver it to your neighbors. They have Amazon, they have cars, and they have mail, where you can just put it in an envelope and send it. And then, what beliefs are goods being made that did not originate in the U.S.? And I put pizza, lettuce, and tomatoes as goods, or cotton, silk, and spices that originated. And then, what cultural, religious, or technological ideas that spread on the Silk Road had the biggest impact on history? I put each country because they all traded, and they just traded things that they might really need, or if they just couldn't afford it, then maybe that was a good way to send it. Okay, and then instead of the Silk Road, what methods are used to get products from one location to another in today's world? You could use cart, you could do it on foot, like if you just need to deliver it to your neighbors. They have Amazon, they have cars, and they have mail, where you can just put it in an envelope and send it. And then, what beliefs are goods being made that did not originate in the U.S.? And then I put pizza, lettuce, and tomatoes as goods, or cotton, silk, and spices that originated. And then, what cultural, religious, or technological ideas that spread on the Silk Road had the biggest impact on history? I put each country because they all traded, and they just traded things that they might really need, or if they just couldn't afford it, then maybe that was a good way to send it. Okay, and then instead of the Silk Road, what methods are used to get products from one location to another in today's world? You could use cart, you could do it on foot, like if you just need to deliver it to your neighbors. They have Amazon, they have cars, and they have mail, where you can just put it in an envelope and send it. And then, what beliefs are goods being made that did not originate in the U.S.? And then I put pizza, lettuce, and tomatoes as goods, or cotton, silk, and spices that originated. And then, what cultural, religious, or technological ideas that spread started on the Silk Road had the biggest impact on history. I put each country because they all traded, and they just traded things that they might really need, or if they just couldn't afford it, then maybe that was a good way to send it. Also, here are some more dangers. Sandstorms. If it would ever be hot, then they would be really thirsty. And also, like, if there were animals out there, like lions or just something like that, then that would be a danger too, especially if they didn't have the right equipment to deal with it. And then, and instead of the Silk Road, what, like, how can you trade? Some other ones are airplanes. I forgot to mention that one. And then some beliefs or goods that did not originate in the U.S. From much of our technology were not made in the U.S. And I did some research, and the Golden Rule also wasn't originated here. Okay. So, some difficulties were robbers, dealers, bandits, but also some difficulties were, like, if your animal would die, you could be stranded, or, like, if you're hungry, or if you need water, and then, like, how did goods get from one place to another? They either did it on a river, by boat, by camel, on the Silk Road, and then, it influenced other civilizations because it helped them spread and just be able to move forward and know that they can also move forward and do it too. Okay, some technology they had was a stone axe, some boats, they had rocks as hammers, and they also had fires to cook things along the way. Instead of the Silk Road, what methods did they use to get products and ideas from one location in today's world? Camels and ships. They also could have used rivers, like the Nile River. They also could have used the Silk Road. They could have used a lot of things to spread. Okay, and then what beliefs or goods do we not have that did not originate in the U.S.? Like, we believe in God. We believe that every person has their own rights. We believe in Jesus. And some goods are like some tools. Like hammers, axes, and then we also like goods like food, like spices, silk, pizza, salad, like those. Okay, and then what religious or technological ideas spread throughout the Silk Road the biggest impact on history? This basically just helped because it helped other spread, and also it really just impacted other countries and just to like give goods or trade goods for other things. And then yeah. And what goods were traded along the Silk Road that had the greatest impact, either good or bad? They had silk, which is good because China got a lot of things for trading silk. And then some bad things could have been like if they had like a really bad plant or like an endangered animal that they would trade to get foods or other goods, then they wouldn't, then that animal might go extinct soon. And then also with that, they basically just needed to just have like foods to give or trade, because if they didn't have foods or goods to trade, then they might not be able to, and then like that could make them bad.